Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist or band, send a request. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. 8 days away from the NFL draft. Orioles and Twins coming up 105. Give you the lineups here in a couple of minutes. Birds going for the sweep. But the Ravens could use some things at pick number 30, assuming they stay at 30. They do have 9 draft picks overall. We know Eric DaCosta likes to have that draft capital. Here to preview that and more, he's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He's with Baltimore Beatdown and BaltimoreRavens.com. Let's welcome back to the show Kyle Phoenix. Kyle, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. It is a beautiful day, though it is a little rainy.
Yeah, we'll improvise and adapt. Let's look at the 30th pick. We've asked you this before, but now we're getting closer to actual handing the card to Roger Goodell, getting hugged on a national stage up there in Detroit, if you're that lucky dude. Offensive line depth, undeniable. Tackle, a couple of guards of high repute for sure. Cornerback, really good players, maybe not as deep. What's going on here? The outside rush kind of guys, the real high-level dudes will be gone, we would assume, long before the Ravens pick. So where are you leaning, Kyle Phoenix, as you're looking ahead to what might happen 8 days from now in Detroit?
You know, the thing that I keep coming back to is kind of what Eric DaCosta mentioned in the pre-draft press conference, which was this draft is deep and has a lot of high-end talent at offensive tackle and wide receiver. And, you know, I can't help but think that one of those two positions are, you know, like, of course, offensive tackle and offensive line is the favorite. But I'm getting more keen to the sense that maybe wide receiver is an area. You know, guys at number 30 that, you know, came out, you know, that weren't a part of the initial run on wide receivers at the top of the draft. You know, at the bottom of that first round, there's a lot of talent there. And getting a premium position guy and just loading up on offensive weaponry for this offense with Lamar and out there Henry, you got say Flowers, Bateman, Mark Andrews, as they like I know that sounds like a lot of talent, but you know, cheaper contracts for wide receivers has become more of a popular thing over these days and ages. But you know, that I think that could be a route that the Ravens consider as well.
Yeah, I would have a hard time with that, Kyle. Just that'd be three number one receivers in what, the last 4 years? That just seems, when you have so many other things that you need, you know, with offensive tackle and the receiver draft is real deep. I think they're going to get a running back and a receiver rounds 3 to 7, both those. That's my guess.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put that out of the question. I just think that there's enough opportunity at that 30 spot or a trade down, you know, and to grab a guy, you know, early in the second. But if we're staying at 30, you know, I'm going to say the favorite is still offensive tackle.
No doubt.
You know, I've considered corner as a possibility too. A guy like Kool-Aid McKinstry at 30 seems like a really valuable spot mm-hmm. and a really good player at that pick. I think that's a BPA pick right there.
Hey,
but
Kyle,
I just, you know, what? Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Now, Kyle,
I just think,
your turn.
Proceed,
yeah,
my friend. You, Kyle.
You know, I just think that's those are all options for the Ravens that are on the table.
Now, Kyle, before I go back to draft stuff, who are you expecting? What players are you expecting today with the strength coach?
So I actually got the schedule.
Oh, nice.
It's on the whiteboard. I'm here early. You know how I work.
Hey, early bird gets the worm, man. You and Lamar, yeah. You're there.
That's why we pay to come on the show. What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm showed up. Yeah. Anyways, it's Derrick Henry, it's Roquan Smith, and Tyler Linderbaum.
Hey-oh.
Yeah, that's a good group. Now, have you heard the strength coach talk before?
I was trying to think about that. I don't think we heard from Scott Elliott last year. If we did, maybe that might have been one of the fewer rare days that I didn't make it, you know, because I don't necessarily think we spoke to him last year after they released Steve Saunders and they promoted Scott Elliott. I think that was too late in the year to hear from him or something. So maybe we didn't hear it. I don't think so. So I can't recall.
Now, Kyle, let me ask you this. Did you happen to hear the Chargers strength coach the other day?
I did not. What happened?
Oh, no. I mean, like, he is listening to him. Unbelievable to listen to him. Like, he talks about, you know, I want my players detailed. They got to pick up every weight, put it back in the same place. I mean, just listen to his interview. I'd be anxious. And Jim Harbaugh, he was with him at Michigan. And he was originally at the University of Wisconsin. So that is their strength coach at the Chargers. But it'll be interesting to hear from, you know, today what happens with the strength coach.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what Elliott has to talk about with his methodology, with what he thinks on, you know, like injury risk and injury aversion, which was obviously a highly, you know, flammable topic here some seasons ago, and just to go through what he values and what he expects from players and you know, what he has to shoulder the burden as the, you know, as the lead strength and conditioning coordinator.
You know what would be interesting too is like, because we've seen all these videos of Derrick Henry, it might be a good question for Derrick. All right, Derrick, you have your own, you know, a lot of these guys have their own guys that you work with in the off season and stuff. How do you mesh? You know, does your guy talk to the Ravens guy so you guys can mesh and work on the program, or is it all individual programs? They're all different. I mean, to me, I find that very intriguing.
Well, Vinny, you know, if you keep reading my notes on questions that I have planned at the podium, I'm going to ask you to talk. I mean, we're going to have some phone calls off the radio, all right? Yeah, that's something that I'm curious to know about as well, and how private training works. In, you know, is it compatible with the team's off-season trainings, and how does that get coordinated?
And then let me go back to draft question for you. Do the Ravens, just because of what Eric said about, you know, with the portal and NIL money, and, you know, we don't have as many guys on the draft board, more or less they'll have more or less than 9 picks that they'll pick in the draft.
I feel like it's going to be fewer. Yeah, I feel like, you know, the way that he was saying it, there's not as many underclassmen, there's not as many draftable players, it sounds like. I think they may do, you know, another trade where they send this year's 5th for next year's 4th, or you know, this year's 6th for
or
next
trade
year's,
up, you know, and trade up in one of those rounds.
Yep. Oh, yep. And trading up and nabbing the guy that you want mm-hmm. while there are still those draftable players on the boards, you know. I think that's going to be the move for the Ravens this season.
Kyle Phoenix, Baltimore Beatdown. He's joining us here, BaltimoreRavens.com. I will talk now, Kyle, if you do not mind. I'm looking here at the NFL news. Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips both got their contract fifth-year options picked up by the Dolphins. Any intel on what's going on there with old Oway and Bateman here shortly?
Right. Yeah, well, I asked Eric DaCosta about, you know, their fifth-year options at the pre-draft press conference, and I said they're about a month away, and he says, they're about a month away, then that's when you'll hear more about it. So that's about all you can glean from him. I you know, it's hard to expect that those fifth-year options are going to be picked up. There's some value to doing it in Bateman's, just because of how much money that is actually like wide receiver 17-ish money is what it was kind of, you know, seeing from some people posting about it. But, you know, Owe, you know, he has the upside that you can consider, you know, doing that fifth-year option, but, it, you know, You're risking it then, but if he does really good, then you risk not doing it. Now you got to pay him. So I think that's a challenging prospect that they're going to have to really juggle. But, you know, nothing new on that front from, you know, official reports, because DaCosta said that he'll make that decision when the time comes and after the draft.
All right, Kyle, what's happening at Baltimore Beatdown and, of course, BaltimoreRavens.com?
We are gearing up for a full slate of NFL draft coverage. It is, I think, my staff's favorite time of the year. We put out so much content. We have so much fun with it. So stick with us over at BaltimoreBeatdown.com and check out Late for Work in BaltimoreRavens.com, and I'll be publishing one every Monday.
Kyle Phoenix, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your day out at One Winning Drive, and we'll talk to you before the draft.
Sounds good. You two take care. Have a great rest of your show.
You too, Kyle.
You got it. It's Kyle Phoenix, everybody. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, whip around. Ton happened in the world of sports last night. We'll get to that. More talk about the upcoming draft. What do you say? Derrick Henry, Tyler Linderbaum, and Roquan Smith. Yeah. How about some heavy hitters coming your way in the 12-plus hours they meet with?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The media.
Vinny and Hades with
brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. It is time for the whip around on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Last night on the ice, the Capitals need to win to get into the playoffs. And there was drama.
In regulation, through center, it's Oshie. Oshie working wide, fires, yes! Scores! Washington has the one-goal lead to protect with 3 minutes to go.
2-1 was the final score. The Capitals not only win, they clinch the eighth and final spot in the Eastern Conference Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, they get New York, but we'll get to that later in the week. The controversy there was that John Tortorella pulled his goalie with 3 minutes left in the game because they needed to win.
In regulation.
He did not realize. Now, it had happened within literally 2 minutes of real time, not game time.
Yeah.
That Detroit had scored to send their game into overtime, a game in which they eventually won, which ended them. because Detroit getting an overtime finished Philly. So if he would have known that, he wouldn't have pulled the goalie as quickly as he did.
Right. And Ovi's comment after the game was,
thanks.
Thanks, Philly. But that's a, Bob, I mean, I think Cranberry, the coach of the Caps, he should be, if not the coach of the year, he should be in serious consideration for it, because the job that he did, you know, and they traded away some guys, you know, and Ovi, I mean, we were laughing at Ovi at the beginning of the year because he couldn't score goals. He ends up with 31 goals. He was on pace for the season to have 17. So, I mean, he pulled the right strings for them to pull it out. They got it. They got one of the oldest teams in the league. Now they're playing the Rangers, which they've split during the season. So, I mean, they've got a chance there. And Lindgren, hot goalies.
That's been, yeah.
That's the key.
Because old Darcy Kemper had some issues.
And Cranberry, he said in the article I was just reading that Lindgren's been their MVP this year. And I'll say that Strom's Bob's played outstanding for the Caps this year, too. Offensively, he's probably been as good as anybody has for them.
So with the Caps winning last night, Detroit, see ya. Pittsburgh, see ya. And obviously the Flyers, bye-bye. Everything is set there in the Eastern Conference as well as in the West. So the Stanley Cup playoffs, there's still regular season games to be played, but they're just playing out the schedule now.
Well, the West is not. Yeah, the teams are in it, but the.
Right, sure, the seeding
and
stuff.
The seeding's not, but. Yeah, pretty much it is done. You know what? It's going to be exciting playoffs. I mean, Caps, Rangers, because Laviolette, I was telling you off air, Laviolette, the coach of the Rangers, got fired by the Caps, and now the Caps are playing against him. I think it'll be awesome.
It's 88-81-0-5-7 The Fan. It is the whip around on this Woman Crush Wednesday in the NBA last night. Western Conference portion of the play-in tournament. Lakers beat New Orleans in an exciting game, 110-106. Caught the end of this one after the Orioles hammered the old Twinkies there. Zion Williams said at 40, we're going to get hurt. They're very frustrated as he walked off the floor. L.A. seemed to be the more composed team because they blew the big lead. And New Orleans got back in it. LeBron James, 23-9-9 are there. With the win, Lakers clinched the seventh seed. They now get Denver, defending NBA champions, in the first round of the playoffs, the 2-7 matchup. For New Orleans, they will host Sacramento, who blew out Golden State last night, 118-94. Keegan Murray had a big third quarter, 32 on the night, as Sacramento lays waste to the Warriors. Alex Len, University of Maryland, 4 rebounds and assist. That's a big tip, keep the ball alive stuff in the final minutes of the game as things started to transition into Sacramento's favor. Golden State's finished. Klay Thompson, unrestricted free agent, 0-for-10 from the floor. Have we seen the end of that big three of Draymond, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson?
I was listening to Kerr and everybody after. He wants them all back. But the owner, Bob, has said, no more luxury tax for me, which means if Thompson wants to come back, he was making $41 million. He's got to come 20 or less for him to come back.
I was floored personally. And I don't care if they win or lose Golden State, quite frankly. Yeah. But with Kuminga on the rise and some other younger players, Kevin Looney, they gave Draymond Green that crazy money. And what does Draymond Green do for you? Okay, he can do some really good things. He can also get ejected in the first quarter and bring more negative attention to the team than at this stage. What his game would dictate to help you win things. Eastern Conference, it's Miami at Philadelphia, 7 o'clock tip there. And then Atlanta, Chicago, the winner of Miami and Philly will become the number 7 seed in the East. The loser will play the winner of Atlanta and Chicago. That's 9:30 on ESPN. Bruno Fernando, by the way, plays for Atlanta. And speaking of Bruno Fernando, his cousin, Miguel, out of, you know who he is?
No.
He's out of University of South Florida. Transferred to Maryland yesterday, fifth year senior. Started at Kansas State, 6'4", 210. Averaged 14.7 points per game last year, but most importantly, 39% from beyond the arc.
Oh, nice.
and an 80% free throw shooter. So Celton Miguel and Bruno Fernando did have a little bit of a role in getting him to College Park. He is a fifth-year senior. That means only 1 year of eligibility. But where was Maryland lacking last year? Perimeter scoring. And he, along with Gillespie and Rodney Rice, will bring that to the equation, we hope, in 2024-2025. So congratulations to you, Kevin Herter, on that one. And still a couple more scholarships open. Another big, maybe another stretch four kind of guy could be in the equation. This day in sports history, it's April the 17th. It's Orioles history. Basically, 1973, Memorial Stadium, Earl Williams. 3-for-4 with a two-run bomb. Dave McNally, complete game four hitter to improve to 3-0 as the Orioles beat the Yankees 4-2, 1974. 50 years ago today, Tiger Stadium. Jim Fuller, two-run homer. Jim Palmer, complete game win. He's 2-0, Orioles 6-1 over the Tigers. Those two teams would win their division, of course. 1983, 40 years ago today at Memorial Stadium, Eddie Murray, 2-for-4 with two ribbies. Mike Flanagan, complete game win. His second on his way to the Cy Young. 6-1 Orioles, who would be the world champions that year. And Nolan, you were alive for this one. See if you remember. Put you to the test. 2012, Chicago. I guess they still called it New Comiskey. I don't know. Nolan Reimold hit a two-run homer. J.J. Hardy hit a homer as the Orioles scored 3 in the 6th. And Jim Johnson in the Orioles bullpen made it hold up as the Orioles edged the White Sox 3-2 on their way to the wild card that year. Unbelievably, it was 12 years ago today. Nolan Reimel looked like he was kind of Austin Hayes of that era. A lot of injury problems prevented him from reaching his full ceiling. J.J. Hardy was a stud, Oriole Hall of Famer. And Jim Johnson, 50-plus saves that year. Orioles 3-1 over the Pale Hose, who sucked this year, and the Orioles are good this year. So that's all that matters. We'll come back, give you the Orioles lineup as they take on the Twins. Tyler Wells, he went on the IL yesterday. How long is he going to be out? Elbow inflammation. We'll talk Orioles with Jim Hunter later in the show. Got a funhouse trip coming up, 11:45. News from the Nest at noon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
Video. 1057 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Little Donna Summer, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear? Favorite female artist or band, send a request to the Plaza for the text line. Orioles taking on the Twins today. Was raining out here on Clarkview Road. If you're not familiar with where we are, kind of Mount Washington-y, not necessarily right where the Mount Washington Tavern is. Falls Road.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with Falls Road Animal Hospital, where they're literally right down the street there. So it was raining here earlier. Looks like there's a break in the cloud. So hopefully they'll get the game on time at 105. Birds go for the sweep. Albert Suarez will be making the start for the Orioles since Tyler Wells is now on the IL with elbow inflammation. John Means scheduled to pitch today for Norfolk. Kyle Bradish pitched last night unscathed in regards to the health. He was mid-90s with his stuff. Talk about that with Jim Hunter. As a matter of fact, when we were on BBT last night, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live from Pickles Pub, he was pitching as we were on the air. So we'll talk to Jim about the eventual return of Kyle Bradish and John Means, what this could mean for the Orioles. But that doesn't mean they're coming back. No pun intended. They're coming back anytime soon. So who's next in line? Because I'm guessing, unless Suarez dazzles, this is a one-off sort of thing. And then maybe it's a Cade Povich, then you go Bruce Zimmerman. I mean, the Orioles are scoring a ton of runs. They lead the American League and run scored, but I'm sure Brandon Hyde would prefer not to have to score 11 runs every game to win on a nightly basis, because that's an impossible thing to ask.
I mean, as much as cool it is, Bob, seeing, you know, all those home runs and stuff, watching a 1-0 game where the pitchers are,
oh man, I love awesome. Them. I love them pitcher 3-2, 2-1, give it to me all day long. Crucial double play here, diving stop, leaping catch there. I mean, the bashing away is fun, but it gets tiresome.
Yeah.
After a while.
Because then it's too much like slow pitch
softball. But remember, home runs used to be like an awesome thing. Yeah, there's another home run. But hey, as long as the Orioles are hitting them, it's cool. And tonight, or today rather, 105, Gunnar Henderson leading off. Speaking of a guy who's been hitting some home runs, another missile last night. Shortstop, kid's a brilliant player. Adley Rutschman, another stud behind the plate, batting second. Remember, it's getaway day off to Kansas City because they're off tomorrow. Ryan O'Hearn's on fire. He's in right field. Tony Tater's got himself a knock and scored a run. DH today, Ryan Mountcastle, after a night off, he's back at first base, batting fifth. Cedric Mullins has been on fire, batting sixth at center field. Colton Gallagher, after going 0-for-4 with 4 Ks, he bounces back with a couple of hits yesterday. He's in left field, batting seventh. Jordan Westberg, he goes yard, his fourth of the year. After a 3-hit game in the opener, he's at third, doing some good things there. All right, Jackson Holliday's got a rough go. And he bobbled a double play ball last night, and they wound up scoring a run. But is it in his head yet? Who knows? He finally got his first knock, but 0-for since. And that the first hit was Sunday. He's a stellar player, number one prospect for a reason, but you know, Willie Mays started 0-for whatever. Cal was 4-for-56 or whatever his first full month in the season. It happens. Not everybody comes up. And then you have the dudes, Vinny, or Nolan, get in here too, that'll come out guns a-blazing and then won't get a hit for a month. It looks easy for them then, and then all of a sudden, like Brooks Robinson, when he first came out, I was like, this is easy. And they got sent back to the minors. Things got so rough for him. So, Nolan, are you we were talking about pressing panic buttons with the Orioles rotation yesterday. And Vinny, I said, I've unlocked the thing and I'm staring at it.
Right.
I'm rubbing Windex on it right now to get it nice and clean. So when I press the finger, we'll see. But Holliday, you good here?
Absolutely. He's batting ninth in the lineup.
Correct.
You're scoring a bajillion runs, even with him striking out almost every at bat.
Yeah.
They'll be just fine. He'll be just fine. We talked about it time and time again. All the other prominent prospects that have come up over the past couple of years have struggled at some point early in their tenure, if not immediately when they made their debut. Again, the strikeouts, would like to see more contact than strikeouts, maybe a few more walks. But he's no different than any of these other prospects. His time will come.
It just reminds me of Kyle Hamilton, same type thing. When it slows down for him and he doesn't have to think and he just reacts and plays, he's going to be a stud, just like Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton was a bust in the eyes of some.
No doubt.
And I remember when you were out there at OTAs and mini camps, and you know Isaiah Likely was wearing him out.
And the Dolphins wore him out, and then he got benched.
Yeah. His snap count was in the single digits for
yes,
a while
it
there.
Was.
But one thing about the lineup here real quick, Henderson, homegrown. Rutschman, homegrown. O'Hearn, Kansas City. Santander, basically a homegrown guy. Orioles got him as a Rule 5 from Cleveland 7 years ago. So he's developed through the system. Mountcastle, homegrown. Mullins, homegrown. Kowser, homegrown. Westberg, homegrown. Holiday, homegrown. 8 of your 9 dudes are homegrown guys. So the developmental system and shrewd drafting, this is Exhibit A. Now, you got to suck for a while to get this level of draft pick. But, man, you talk about a team. And there's more to come. That's the exciting part.
The key thing, when do you start paying them?
Well, that's going to happen soon. You're not going to be able to afford all these people. That's common sense. The concern now, it's not with the lineup and the position players, is where are the reinforcements coming with the rotation?
Yep.
That's the big one.
Right. Well, you wanted to just get to this point. And as far as like the drafting philosophy that, oh, they went, you know, all hitter heavy with their premium picks over the past couple of years, I think that's your safest bet. I mean, I'm not a GM, I'm not a scout, but you look around the league, pitching injuries, guys that get drafted as a pitcher out of high school, even as a college pitcher, they need Tommy John at some point. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. Why not take the sure thing college bat? I mean, Holiday's the only one who wasn't a college bat that they drafted with a premium pick. So I feel like they think that that's just a safer bet. And at least in this case, the Orioles are batting 1,000 with their premium picks.
Pun intended.
Right.
I would like to know, like, what does their analytics say, you know, about pitchers? Do you take a guy, do you prefer a guy that's already had Tommy John, you know, in high school or junior high or whatever, than not?
Hey, look, the guy that pitched last night for Minnesota's had 2 Tommy Johns.
Yep.
Casey Mize, the first pick a couple years ago for Detroit, he's had Tommy John. You hope it doesn't happen, but it seems with the high velocity throws now, it's an inevitable thing. By the way, going back to 22, before we start saying Jackson Holiday sucks, and if you're one of those people that said he should have been called up and now you're saying he sucks, I'm going to dismiss you. Drew Jones went 2. Kamar Rocker went 3. Tamar Johnson, 4. Elijah Green, 5. I mean, these dudes haven't even made it out of A-ball yet.
And remember,
and he's in the majors.
Holiday's introductory press conference, when he was sitting there next to Elias Boris was there, he said, I want to be here in 2 years. And he did it.
Holiday. Now it's just a question of him getting himself ready to rock and roll at the major league level. But the Orioles go for the sweep today against the Twins. 105 first pitch. Albert Suarez on the hill for the Orioles. Maybe they have unearthed a new gem, Mike Elias.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Style here.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, got some fresh sound coming out of One Winning Drive here in the next 10 minutes. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Roquan Smith, Derrick Henry, Tyler Linderbaum.
Yep.
Going to meet with the media out there at the off-season workout program, which started earlier this week. Lamar's there. A lot of hubbub about his physique as he was walking into the complex on Monday. A couple years back, Vinny gained a couple lbs there, doing his thing. Maybe he's a little more svelte.
Yeah,
we talked about it during the season. Doesn't seem to outrun the angles the way that he used to. So what do we attribute this to?
Age, taking a lot of hits, you know, type thing. And
but not girth, right?
Well, 2 years ago, Bobby, his neck was like, you know, like 18 inches looked like. I mean, he looked thick. Hey, I just watched a video of their first workout, you know, on their website and stuff. Lamar looks lean and like he's in good shape, which more power to him. I think, you know, the thing is, and we were talking, a year ago at this time, Bob, it was all about Lamar's contract.
Yep.
And things weren't good. Now he's here. He's working out, probably meeting with Monken. And, you know, he's going to have an awesome year because he's going to be in the best shape he's ever been in, and he's going to get a chance to work with these guys. I have not seen that Bateman's here, which to me is a mistake.
Yeah, and we were talking about this yesterday with Kevin Hostreicher, and you and I have talked about it before, obviously, that they were not on the same page last year.
They were not.
Because we looked at his target. We talked about it Monday. His target share has never been, right, Nolan, astronomical. He's always been the third or fourth guy on the totem pole.
Yeah, and
even when he was averaging 19 yards a reception, he wasn't getting a ton of targets.
And what did Harbs, right after the season, Bateman's going to be the starter, Bateman this. All we heard was Bateman. Come on, Bate. Buy in, man. Your quarterback's here. Zay's here. You know, you may. And you know what? Does it really matter that they're here? Just if your quarterback's here, you know, and you say, well, I go to Florida with him. Well, he's right here. Just work out with him here. You know, just start building together. You know, or just come. You know, I think like Marlon Humphrey, Bob, what he does, like come for a week, take a week off, come for a week, you know, show up every now and then.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Woman Crush Wednesday, Orioles and Twins, 105 First Pitch. We will keep you up to date on the score throughout the final hour of our program. And then, you know, Inside Access got you covered there for the rest of the game. Let's bring Nolan in. Quick draw, what are you thinking about this Bateman scenario? We talked earlier in the hour with Kyle Phoenix about picking up that fifth-year option because Waddle and Phillips got theirs in Miami. So they picked up both of their first-round guys.
Yep.
I'm thinking the Ravens are like a no
I think
to both
for
of
two.
These dudes.
Right, and I get what Kyle was saying, that, okay, if you gamble a little bit, you roll the dice, and, you know, this does end up being the breakout year for Bateman, then, okay, you get him at a very reasonable price for the fifth-year option, but I just don't know if the Ravens are in a position to be able to afford that gamble, just with how tight things have become with the cap.
Yeah. You know what they were talking about yesterday? They were talking about Howie Roseman and the Eagles because Devontae Smith signed. And what they do is they'll sign their guys before they become really good. Because they said it started with Andy Reid, that he would identify, because he knew that the guy was going to be good prior to the guy knowing that he was going to be good. So they paid him then because it was cheaper. So all of us, you know, when you sign him, you say, damn, that guy got a lot of money. But then you know what? He becomes cheap. And where it didn't work out, they did that with Wentz. And it didn't work out well with Wentz. But with most guys, like Devontae Smith, you know, if you wait, you know, a couple years longer, he's probably making $30 million a year.
Right. So if you were going to apply that to recent Ravens first round picks, I feel like the Ravens have had a lot of guys that have gone from zero to hero in like their fifth year or fourth year where they did nothing.
Matabike.
Right. So, I mean, there was no chance. Maybe Matabike they could have locked up a little bit early, but he really didn't do a whole lot. They had a lot of guys like that that just wait until their contract year to pop, and then it's too late. I mean, what do you do at that point?
Patrick Queen. Yeah. Case in point.
Patrick Queen. You know it's going to be an interesting one because he had such a good rookie year. It's Flowers. Mm-hmm. When do you take care of that one?
Or, you know, Linderbaum and Hamilton, for that matter. You got three guys there.
Yeah, that's going to be an
Hamilton's
interesting
the
scenario.
First one I would do. Not, I mean, like after year three.
Mm-hmm. Hey, like that center of your offensive line, literally. Anchor too, man, because that dude's gonna. They're
both
Hamilton
anchors.
And Linderbaum are gonna be Pro Bowlers,
yeah,
multiple times when it's all said and done. Nolan, we have time to go to the fun house. You make the call on the fun house. We're trying to have fun, Nolan. Can't have fun with no fun house.
No fun for now.
Oh,
we're already at 55. It would be we don't want to rush
clock integrity. Because if Chuck's in his car, he's probably listening.
Somebody's got to do it here.
Yeah.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest coming up next. You had any questions for Vinny about the draft, which is 8 days from today? Get on in here. If you're extending any of these younger Ravens players, who's it going to be in your eyes? Speaking of money, we'll count ours, hopefully, at 12:15 with buy or sell. And then Jim Hunter is going to be joining us. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Talk about the Orioles win last night. Look ahead to tonight's game and the concern level he has for the Birds starting rotation, which I think is concerning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.